No matter what you're doing or where you're traveling to for Thanksgiving, hopefully you'll be able to squeeze in a little time, well, any time, to just relax. And for some of you, that might mean turning off your brain and turning on the television. But these days, even TV and movies can sometimes just be too stressful, too dark, too gory, and really too realistic. So we decided to put together a relaxing holiday season watch list. And Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway, is here in the studio with me. Hey, Rafer.
Hi, Tanzina.
So let's talk about some happy things, things that make people not terrified when they turn on the TV or go to the movies. You have a pick here that's actually a documentary. It's in theaters now, and it's called Science Fair.
So Science Fair is the International Science and Engineering Fair. Been around for many, many decades. High school students from all over the world compete in this thing. This is a corny way of saying it, but it is the Olympics of high school science. Once you win Science Fair, you know, you are really guaranteed just about the college of your choice and a great career. It is a life-changing thing.
Our school has a pretty bad drug and alcohol problem because in Brookings there's not much to do. I definitely wanted to, you know, explore more about, like, the underlying risky behavior phenomenon. My project basically focuses on how repeated acts of risky behaviors affects emotions and cognitive functions in adolescents.
And this documentary follows all these kids as they are trying to do various experiments, various projects that range anywhere from something kind of interesting, like there's a kid who's got an artificial intelligence project that he's working on, to something that really, truly, you know, important and possibly world-changing. There's a couple of Brazilian kids who are trying to curb the Zika virus because it's the virus that devastated their hometown. And you really get to follow all these kids as they're vying for this big prize. And it's really intense and really uplifting because here are all these people who are trying to do something good, change the world. They're young. They're full of hope. Really inspirational, wonderful movie.
Uplifting, not a word that we hear as often as we should. So I like that. Now, what about, okay, Rafer, Paddington 2?
Excuse me, Mr. Knuckles?
Yes?
I just wondered if I could have a quick word about the food.
Send a medic to the canteen. You want to complain?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say complain.
Oh, that's a shame, because I just love it when people complain.
All right, listen, I don't know if you saw the first one. Another very pleasant surprise. I was amazed at how good that was. Wasn't sure if they could pull it off again with Paddington 2. These films have never had a huge following in the States. It's more of a British thing, right? The well-mannered bear with the little, you know, the little hat who loves marmalade. But this one was so good. It really, as you might be able to tell there, by rights, it should have been called Paddington Goes to Prison, which is one of the funniest things about the movie is he winds up in like a serious jail, you know, jail full of all these hardened convicts. One of them played by Brendan Gleeson there, who is the cook. But it's such a sweet, funny, clever movie, a great cast, not just Brendan Gleeson, but Hugh Grant, who plays the villain, is just terrific. It's got a great sense of humor, ends with a musical number. I mean, it's got a really effusive, wonderful feel. I have always told people that this is really a Babe quality children's film. If you liked Babe, this is really getting up there in terms of quality.
Still surprised on that one, but let's pivot for a minute. We're now pivoting over to Netflix, which I know everybody's got their favorites on. And you're saying that you are really into this Adam Sandler.
Yes,
is
I know.
Back. His latest special is called 100% Fresh.
Now, normally when you hear the words Adam Sandler and Netflix together, that really means stay away. Yeah, if you've seen any of those Adam Sandler movies, you know what I'm talking about. But this is just a comedy special, 100% Fresh, which I think is sort of a reference to the rating on Rotten Tomatoes that he never gets.
Oh, is that?
And he does make a little joke about that in there. But this is really a throwback to the reason why we all loved Adam Sandler in the first place. They're raunchy jokes, but they're not mean-spirited. You're not going to hear anything too offensive, too topical, too barbed. And a lot of it is those little songs, those little ditties he used to play. He's gone back to that. They're very funny. Really what they are is they're really classic little novelty songs. They're like X-rated versions of Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, right? It's almost like sort of blue Borscht Belt humor that he's doing. And it's all really funny. It's an hour long. It goes by in a flash. But it's almost like you almost wish that you could put it on shuffle, like an Adam Sandler playlist, and you could just sort of hear this stuff go by and get a chuckle. Again, you know, a friend of mine recommended this to me, and I downloaded it on the plane, watched it with my arms crossed, ready to shut it off. And it, in about 15 minutes, I was laughing, you know, disturbing the guy next to me, getting a real chuckle out of it. And again, I was surprised.
I want to throw one of my suggestions in here, which is, I know, people are going to judge me on this one too. Antiques Roadshow on PBS.
Okay.
For me, this is the way to relax people.
The good news is, it is Tiffany.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kathy, that's fantastic.
The good news.
Okay.
And the bronze bottom does have on the foot the Tiffany Studios mark. And this lamp is circa 1910.
How can you not love that moment?
That show is almost an antique itself. At this
I love
point.
It.
How long has that been on?
I have no idea. And let me just tell you, when it's not on, I'm almost like upset because it's the one place I can go where there's no punditry, there's no yelling, the pace is slow, and the stories are really fantastic. So I'm gonna plug Antiques Roadshow there. And my Netflix pick is actually, I mean, I have a thing with cooking shows. I love cooking shows. I love competitive cooking shows. But this one is a little different. This is from a Netflix show called Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat.
You have to bring meat up to room temperature. You have to pull it out from the fridge and let it sit on the counter for an hour or longer, depending on the size. When you go straight from the fridge into the oven, it will never cook evenly. The skin of the chicken will rip. The outside will get burnt and overly dry before the inside can even cook. That's why a lot of Thanksgiving turkeys come out raw.
I just, you know, when you're talking about food, well, you can't go wrong.
I get too jealous watching the cooking shows. It just, I get real insecurity watching those things. But I'm glad that you can enjoy them.
Listen, like I said, when there are children doing the cooking and there are 8-year-olds coming out with souffles that are perfect, that's where my insecurities kick in. Rafer Guzman is film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Thanks again, Rafer.
Thanks, Tanzina.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.